Good morning again. I'm switching hats and excuse me. I am the Blaine Memorial Scholarship Chair for 2019, and I, along with Susan Lee Yamamoto, I'll call you up in a little bit, you can relax, will be presenting scholarships this morning. We, the Blaine Church family, have helped to raise some extraordinary young people. It was gratifying to read through the applications this year and learn about their hopes for their futures and the ways in which they want to make an impact on the world. They are very worthy of our support. Our Christian community is living our faith through our generosity towards these young people. These young people who receive our support will in turn give back to us through their impact on their own future families, communities, and beyond. These young people are a precious gift. I know you all, along with me, are extremely proud of them. I see in their eyes an aliveness of spirit, intelligence, and good humor. Each is intent on making his or her contribution to the world. In their applications, they each spoke about how important the people of Blaine have been to them. Each expressed that they have felt loved and supported by their church family. And I refer you to an insert in your bulletin, too, that tells all about the different scholarships that we have available here at Blaine. We have scholarships that are, we have scholarships that are given in the names of much-loved families of Blaine. Two of those named scholarships are being awarded today. I want to extend my personal gratitude to all the families who fund scholarships. What they are doing is gracious and significant to me, and I hope to these young people. They seem to be a holy gesture. There is a special offering envelope also in the insert today, just in case you would like to give a special scholarship offering. Let us be generous with our gifts in continuing to support the children of Blaine. Let us make a commitment to continue supporting our young people in the pursuit of their education. I hope that we will always be able to give scholarships for those who achieve academically and show that their lives are devoted to the teachings of Jesus Christ. Congratulations to Kara, Jem, and Michelle on their scholarship awards today. We are so pleased with the three of you and so happy to be able to help you to achieve your dreams. God bless you. Our recipients, because of the busy young people that they are not able to be with us in person today. Each has submitted a short video, and first up will be a video by Karachin Kurushima.
Hi everyone, this is Kara Chin. I just wanted to let you guys know that I am so grateful for your love and support as I start this new chapter in my life at Pacific University in Portland. I'll be studying my master's in speech language pathology, and it's been my dream to start grad school and to pursue this new chapter in my life. I just want to thank you guys so much. It really means a lot to me, and I hope to see you guys soon.
Kara has had a very busy summer. She got married, and her mom, at least, I don't know, did Michael go down, but Elaine flew down to California to help them get moved to Oregon. So Kara is receiving a Blaine Scholarship and the Yorozu Scholarship. Thank you to the Yorozu family for your continuing support of the young scholars of Blaine. I refer you again to your bulletin insert for more information on the Yorozu Scholarship. And would those members of the Yorozu family who are present today, please wave, stand up. Christine, stand up. Pam, David in the back. We thank you for your generosity. Okay, so because Kara is not able to be here, I've asked her grandmother, Sani Mayakawa, to come forward and accept Kara's scholarship on her behalf. Susan. Susan Lee Yamamoto, member of our ad board and a member of our scholarship committee, is presenting Kara's scholarship. Next up will be a video from Jeremy Jim Miyake.
Hi, I'm Jeremy, or Jim Miyake, and I'll be majoring in kinesiology at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo this fall. I've been coming to Blaine for as long as I can remember, and I think it has been beneficial in developing me into who I am today. I'd like to thank the congregation not only for this scholarship, but for its continued love and support for these 18 years. Once again, thank you, and go Mustangs.
Jim is receiving a Blaine scholarship. Jim is traveling with his family to Indonesia, and all are unable to be here to accept his award. So, Susan, will you accept Jeremy's scholarship on his behalf? And our third recipient, Michelle Yokoyama, and here's her video.
Hi, Blaine congregation. I'm Michelle Yokoyama, and I just want to thank you all for allowing me the opportunity to receive the Blaine and Teddy Asuda scholarships. This upcoming fall, I'm going to be attending Seattle Pacific University, and I chose this school because I want to build upon my faith. I chose this school because I just want to connect with others, be able to both grow spiritually and academically. And I've been coming to Blaine since I was in kindergarten, and it's crazy to think now that I'm going off to college. My plans to attend SPU are to go into integrated studies, which means I'm going to go into primary education. And this past summer, I've been spending time with my high school friends. I have been helping out at Northwest Hospital. I have helped out at VBS, which is at Blaine, and I've gone off to Asian Camp, which is in California with Blaine. I look forward to attending SPU in the next upcoming weeks, and I wish I could be there in person to thank each and every one of you for helping me to receive these scholarships. Thank you.
I've known both Michelle and Jim for 8.5 years, and to see them as they are today is amazing. They have grown into, and Kara too, have grown into these amazing, confident young people who just like glow. So it's such an honor to have known them for as long as I have. Michelle and her family are traveling. They're off on vacation and are unable to be in service today. She is receiving a Blaine scholarship, and the Yasuda scholarship. Is Colin here? Anybody seen Colin? Okay, I thought maybe he'd be here and could be recognized. Anyway, we are very grateful to the Yasuda family for their generosity. And so, Susan, would you accept the scholarship on Michelle's behalf? Yes. Blaine Memorial United Methodist Church has two other families that fund scholarships which were not awarded this year. One is the Joey Ng family, and I don't see any members of the Ng family here today. They fund the Vera Ng Scholarship to help students applying to attend a community college and or trade school. And we also have the Robert S. Sato Scholarship. Mr. Sato's family funds an college undergraduate and or graduate student pursuing a degree in engineering or related technical field. And I don't believe any of them are here either, although I invited everybody. But anyway, thank you to those families. So let's just, they're awesome. So thank you, Blaine Church family, for your love and support of these young scholars, these brilliant young people who are now on pursuing other higher education. And may God's blessing be on all of you for your generosity and on them as they travel to the next stage of their lives. Thank you.